18, verse 1. We're going to look at this, and then we're going to talk about the subject of being wise this evening. A little different style message than I normally preach, but I think this is something that is very important for us, especially in 2021. Wisdom is something that is lacking, so I think this is important for us to look at this evening, and hopefully we can learn something from it so that we can be closer to God, be more wise for Him in our spiritual lives. So Proverbs chapter 18, verse number 1, if you would just follow along with me as I read this evening. Proverbs 18, verse number 1, it says, "Through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom." Let's read that verse one more time. It says, "Through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom." As I said, we're going to look at the subject of being wise this evening. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the message. Heavenly Father, I thank You for this day. Lord, we thank You for the service we had this morning. Lord, I pray that You'd take now what You've laid on my heart and use it to be an encouragement and a challenge to the folks this evening. Lord, I pray that You would have Your will and way done in the service, and I pray that everything that's done and said here this evening would bring honor and glory to You. I pray that we would be Christians who are more desirous to be wise as we leave this evening. I pray that You bless now in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said, if there's something lacking in society today, I think we could say it's wisdom. When we look around at all the things going on, all of the decisions people are making, I think we could say that wisdom is something that is definitely lacking in the lives of, not just in the lives of people in the world, but in the lives of Christians as well. When we look at the decisions that even Christians are making, we would say, wow, that wasn't a very prudent decision. They didn't have a lot of wisdom in making that decision. But wisdom is something that we're supposed to want. In Proverbs chapter 4, just a few pages back, in verse number 7, it says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." Notice, wisdom is the principal thing. It's the most important thing in the life of a Christian. When we're talking about our smarts and all those things, it's wonderful to be smart. It's wonderful to have a lot of knowledge. But the fact of the matter is, we should want to be wise. So, just by way of introduction, when I talk about wisdom or when I think about wisdom, it helps me to kind of compare knowledge and understanding and wisdom and kind of look at those just so I kind of can keep them straight in my head, because we see knowledge and understanding and wisdom all mentioned in Proverbs over and over again. So just for way of introduction, we're going to talk about those for just a moment. But we see knowledge is just facts. Having the facts, it would be like your smarts, what you know. Just for a comparison, something that has always interested me is aviation. I think airplanes are it's crazy how they work. I don't know exactly how they work. It's very interesting to me, though. And I know I've done research, but I've watched YouTube videos, so that's about the same as research anymore. But I know some facts about airplanes, right? I know you pull the yoke back, it makes the nose of the plane go up, push it forward, makes it go down. I know that when you're going to land or take off, you have to have the flaps down for the lift and all that. And so I understand some of the facts about aviation. So we have knowledge, that's knowing facts. Understanding is knowing application of facts. So, for instance, to keep with the aviation example, like I said, I know that they have to put the flaps down because that gives better lift at slower speeds, so they're able to land safely. I know that there's a certain speed that you can't be exceeding to land, and all of these things. I know there's, I know kind of the workings of it, right? I know, as I said, that if they're flying and they turn, then they're going to go left, and they turn the other way, they're going to go right, and if they pull back, the plane's going to go up. And I know these things. I know the application of these facts of flaps, yoke, all of this stuff. But the fact of the matter is, I have no wisdom of flying an airplane, right? I until you can get in the cockpit and start. Is that a cockpit? Yeah, the cockpit of an airplane, and you're flying and you're sitting there. That's how you develop the wisdom, right? I have the knowledge. I know the facts. Not all the facts, but I know facts about it. Understanding, I even know how some of those facts work. But the fact is, wisdom, if we have knowledge, is facts. Understanding is the knowing the application of the facts, but knowledge would be knowing when and how to apply the facts. And so we see that with wisdom as we look here, that wisdom is a very important thing. You can have a lot of smarts, and you can even know kind of how those smarts work, but if you don't know when or where or at the appropriate time to use those smarts in the application of them, then you lack wisdom. You might know a lot of facts about something that you can argue, and you can even articulate those facts very well, but if you don't know when to do that, you're going to be that person that everyone looks at as like, oh, he's coming again, you know? But no, but the fact of the matter is that we need to have wisdom. God wants us to be wise, not wise in what would be earthly wisdom, but it is good to have everyday wisdom. That's kind of not earthly wisdom. We're going to look at that in just a moment. But everyday wisdom, as far as like knowing how things work, knowing mechanics, knowing your job well, that's all very good. But the fact is that we should desire to have spiritual wisdom. In the book of Proverbs, when it says wisdom is the principal thing, it's not talking about knowing how a car motor works or knowing different things like that. It's talking about spiritual wisdom. And the fact of the matter is, if we have spiritual wisdom and we have that spiritual know-how of not just knowing the facts of God's word, not just knowing how to apply them, but actually knowing when and how we're supposed to apply them in our lives, then we're being wise. But we see here a little bit of a formula in this one verse of how to be more wise. We see it says here, through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Let's look at these 4 points this evening on how we can be more wise. We see first that it takes a desire. It takes a desire. It says the first part of that verse, through desire. As with anything in our life, especially in our Christian life, it's going to take some desire to make it happen. It's not just going to happen, but if we're going to make it happen, we're going to have to want it to happen, right? That's something that's very true with our Christian lives, because I know you've probably heard it from this pulpit multiple times from either Pastor or Brother Geckler. You've heard him say, the things of God don't clamor for your time, and that's very true. So if we're going to accomplish something for God, if it's going to be whether doing something, getting on a Bible reading schedule, being more diligent in our prayer life, being more attentive to church services, if we're going to do that, it's going to take desire, because those things aren't trying to pull us into church, and God's word doesn't try to pull us into it. It's just something that we have to have a desire to do. The same is true with wisdom. Notice that a lot of times you don't have to have a desire to gain knowledge. A lot of times you can find a fact, like all you have to do is pick up your phone and Google something. And you got to be careful, because that's not always true. But you can learn little trivial things just scrolling through Facebook. I mean, you don't have to put any effort forth whatsoever. And you can even sometimes figure out how that's supposed to apply to your life. But the fact of the matter is, that doesn't give you wisdom in it. If you need to have a desire, say, I need to learn these things out. You need to go forward and try to develop that wisdom in your life. So it takes first a desire. Notice that there's a different kinds of wisdom, though, that we should be looking for. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 14 down through verse 18, it says, but if ye have bitter envyings and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy, and the fruit of righteousness and sown in peace of them that make peace. We notice there that there's these two different kinds of wisdom. There's this wisdom that doesn't come from above. It's from the earth, and it says it's earthly and sensual and devilish. Now, I personally don't want to have a wisdom that when God is talking about it, says it's devilish. I don't want to have a wisdom that has anything to do with the devil or anything to do with the fleshly things or sensual things. I want the wisdom that, as the book of James puts it, is descendeth from above. It comes from above. It's pure and peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. I want that kind of wisdom. And that's the wisdom that we're seeing, and we need to make sure that we're desiring to have that wisdom. We need to make sure that as we develop that desire for wisdom, that it's not, oh, I want to learn so much about the world and what the world has to offer. And I'm all for knowing a lot of things. I love learning little facts. I'll watch little, as I said, about aviation or medical things or whatever, just to have a little bit more knowledge, right? Not wisdom, but to learn just a little bit more things I can have conversation about, whatever, anything like that. And I'm all for that, but we need to make sure that when we're striving and desiring to have wisdom, it's not that kind of wisdom. It's not, oh, what does the world know? What does the things that are earthly and sensual and devilish? Not those things. The Bible tells us to be simple concerning those things and to be wise concerning the good things. And the fact is, we need to be a desirous of the wisdom that cometh from above. So if we're going to be wise, we see first it takes a desire. It takes a desire. Next, we see that it takes a separation. Notice the next phrase in the verse. In this verse, it says, through desire, a man having separated himself. It takes a separation. The Bible talks much about separation. In our lives, after becoming a Christian, we know of the idea of being sanctified and set apart. But here, this is talking about what are the things that we should be separating ourselves from. This is, we just talked about it. We should be separating ourselves from the wisdom of the world. The wisdom that is earthly, the wisdom that is sensual, the wisdom that is devilish. We shouldn't be trying to learn all the evil things. We need to be simple concerning those things. We need to separate ourselves from the wisdom of the world, and thus we must separate ourselves from the influences that would pull us towards that wisdom. So many times we get caught up with being around people who are smart, right? The elite, the academia, the people who are so smart that they don't even realize, you know, they think they're smarter than God, and they're all of these things. And the fact is, those people know a lot of facts. They have a lot of knowledge, and they have a lot of the world's wisdom. But the fact is, if you start following those people, you'll find that they pull you away from the wisdom that you should be seeking. The wisdom that you might even say you have a desire to find. We need to make sure that we're separated from those things. We're separated from the wisdom of the world and those who are preaching the wisdom of the world. And we need to be separated towards the Word of God and the preaching of God's Word and those who are trying to pull us closer to the wisdom of God. So we see if we're going to be wise, we need to have a desire. And we need to separate ourselves from the wisdom of this world and the influences that would pull us that way. We see, though, not only does it take a desire to have it and separating ourselves from the wrong influence, we see that we must be seeking it. It takes a seeking. Through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. We see that word seeketh. When we once we want wisdom and have separated ourselves from the wrong influences that are holding us back from the wisdom that descended from above, we need to start seeking it. We need to start looking for it. We need to start asking God for it. What is some ways we can look for it? We can look for it in God's Word. We need to look for what God has told us in His Word that is wisdom. If you look through the book of Proverbs, you'll see wisdom talked about over and over and over again, how the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and how we need to be looking for wisdom. It says wisdom is the principal thing. We read that verse. Therefore, get wisdom. We're supposed to be looking for it. We're supposed to be seeking it. We're supposed to be trying to find it. And we can find it in God's Word. We can also find it in church when we're reading and or when we're rather listening to the preaching of God's Word or listening to the teaching of God's Word. There's a wonderful opportunity for us to learn wisdom from God's Word when we're in church. But we see also a good way of seeking wisdom is to just ask God for it. In James chapter 1, and verse number 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed, and let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. But notice, if we're lacking wisdom, the Lord tells us plainly that if we lack wisdom, let us ask of God. We just need to ask him for it. Now, I think that he's given us quite a few ways of developing this wisdom, and we need to be asking him to show us those ways. It tells us in God's Word that we're supposed to be looking for this wisdom, but we need to be asking God. Say, God, give me your wisdom. Give me wisdom, whether it be in a specific situation. Give me wisdom of how I should make this decision or what we should do in this area. Or if it's just give me wisdom in my life. I don't know the things that are going to be coming in my life. I need your wisdom. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. We need to be asking as we're seeking this wisdom and looking for it in God's Word, looking for it at church. We need to be asking God to give it to us. I believe if we have the Holy Spirit working in our hearts and we're asking him to lead us into wisdom, when some nugget of wisdom is presented at church or in our Bible reading, we'll pick it right up and say, hey, I found the wisdom that I've been asking God for. So we need to be seeking it. We can seek it in God's Word. We can seek it in church, and we can seek it by simply asking God for it. We see a desire. We see a separation. We see a seeking. We see, lastly, an intermeddling. Intermeddling, this idea of intermeddling, we've heard the word meddling, you know, they're just meddling in my business. You know, they're in, what does that mean? Basically, they're in my business and they're doing, it's usually an annoyance that they're in my business. But we see here that it says he seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. This means more than just finding it. This means more than just saying, oh, here's some wisdom I can take. This is getting this wisdom and taking it and making it part of our lives and being immersed in this wisdom. We need to immerse ourselves in it. We need to make it part of our lives. We need to make it who we are, is wise Christians, people who are, what does the Bible say? Wise as serpents, harmless as doves, I believe is the phrasing. And we need to be as wise as we can be in the things of God's Word. We need to know God's word inside and out. We need to make this wisdom, make God's the knowledge and understanding and the wisdom of God's word part of our lives. And we see that when we make it part of our lives, we make it who we are, then we'll want to be able to share it with others. We'll be able to talk about it more. And I know you've heard this as well, but when we're thinking about something, that's what we talk about. I've recently got into rebinding Bibles. I'm buying all the stuff and I started one. That's not where I'm at. But I talk about it all the time. You can ask my dad, my wife, my sister. That's pretty much been what I've been talking about the past couple days. Weeks, really. And because that's what's on my mind. I've been thinking about it, the leather work and just all of it. It's very interesting to me and I'm enjoying it thoroughly. But nonetheless, that's what's on my mind, so that's what I'm talking about. But we see here that this idea of intermeddling with wisdom means that we're making it part of who we are. That we're making it something that we've immersed ourselves in and that it's something that we can relay to others. I think that's a very important part of wisdom. Is that, I have all this knowledge. I've accumulated the facts and I understand how they work. I understand how they're supposed to apply to my life. And I understand when and where I'm supposed to use them. But when we have that wisdom, it makes it so much easier for us to pass it along to others. I believe that's a very important part of wisdom, is that we're able to communicate the knowledge and the understanding to others so that they can gain more wisdom. If we're able to communicate the facts and we're able to communicate how things work in the spiritual life to others, then they can gain more wisdom through it. So we see that we need to have a desire in our lives. We need to have a separation from some things, separation from the wisdom of the world, the things that are what does the Bible say, earthly and devilish and sensual, those things, the wisdom of the world that will keep us from the wisdom of God. And we need to separate ourselves from the influences that would pull us towards that wisdom and separate ourselves to the wisdom that we say we have a desire to be finding, and then we need to be seeking it. We need to be seeking it in God's Word. We need to be seeking it at church. We need to be asking the Lord for it so that when we find it, we can make it part of our lives. But this evening, the question is that what we're doing? Do we have a desire to be wise? Something that I know Dad will pick on the millennials a little bit, and I've sometimes I'm like, oh, he's picking on the millennials again. And I, as a millennial, I'm like, hey, you don't need to pick on us. But the fact of the matter is, if there's something that has plagued the millennial generation, is we might know some things. We might have some knowledge. We might even have a little bit of understanding, but we lack wisdom as a generation. I think that's truly, that's the truth. That we lack wisdom. We don't know when to say what we're supposed to be saying. We don't know how things really work in the real world. We just, hey, I have a liberal arts degree and I know everything now. And that's, we lack wisdom. So the fact of the matter is, we as Christians need to have a desire to have true wisdom. Not just to know some things. As I said, I think it's wonderful to have knowledge, to have smarts, to have these facts so that we can have a conversation about them or whatever that may be. I think that's a wonderful thing. But do we truly desire wisdom? Do we have a desire where we are asking God to give it to us? Do we have a desire for it? Have we cultivated that desire? Say, oh, Lord, I know some things about your word, and I know that I'm supposed to apply them to my life, but I'm praying that you would give me the wisdom to show me where and how I'm supposed to apply this so that I can better serve you. Do we have that desire? Have we made a decision to separate ourselves from the wisdom of the world It's so easy because we see these people lifted up as the brilliant minds. You know, there's all these people who are lifted up by the world as smart people, and they have doctorates in whatever field they may be in. And we can look at them and say, wow, that person is a smart person. Me and Deanna were... We watch a lot of history things, and I said, I'm going to become a historian so people will fly me around the world so I can see Rome and Greece and all those things. And she said, well, you have to have a doctorate in history or something. I said, and I came up with the idea that I'm just going to start an institute for historical studies, and I can be the chancellor of it, and then people will just say, hey, do you want to go over to all these different... But nonetheless, we need to separate ourselves from the worldly influences. And I'm not saying that those people aren't smart, because those people are smart, but are they teaching us and leading us into the wisdom that we're supposed to be desiring as Christians? Are they leading us into the wisdom that we should want, that's drawing us closer to God, to be simple concerning the evil things and wise concerning good things? That's what we need to be looking for. We need to separate ourselves from the world's wisdom and the influencers of the world's wisdom. And then we need to seek God's wisdom. Are we seeking it? Are we, when we open God's word, are we saying, Lord, show me something. Show me something that I can learn that I can apply to my life, that I can take and use in my life. And I know often when I preach, I say when we read God's word, we need to look for something that we can apply, because that's so important. I think it's so important that we don't just as I say, punch our time card when we're reading our Bible and say, okay, I'm done with today's reading. We need to be looking for something that we can use, because that's how we're going to gain more wisdom. That's how we get more wise in the things that are of God, and more wise in the things of God and the Word of God and what He has for us. Are we listening at church and asking, most importantly, asking the Holy Spirit to guide us into this wisdom? It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not. We see that we're supposed to be seeking it. And once we find it, are we intermeddling with it? Are we making it part of our lives? Are we immersing ourselves in the wisdom? Are we taking it and making it part of who we are, and making it what we talk about, what we think about, and are we conveying it to others? Are we showing them that, hey, I know these facts, I have this understanding, and I'm putting it into practice, and here's how you can do it too. Here's a fact that I've learned. Here's some understanding on a subject. Are we doing that and making wisdom part of our everyday lives? As I said at the beginning, if there's something missing in our world today, it's wisdom. Whether it be wisdom of knowing when to speak and when to be quiet, or wisdom of when to when to do something or when to not do something. But we as Christians need to make sure that we have wisdom. Not just wisdom, the everyday wisdom, like I said, knowing how things work, or knowing your job well, or things like that. That's a good thing to have, that everyday wisdom. But do we know, do we have godly wisdom? Are we like this man that through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom? Are we someone who has that desire and has separated ourselves and is seeking and intermeddling with all wisdom? Are we looking for the wisdom of God's word? Are we desirous to find it? Are we separated from the world? Are we seeking it, and are we making it part of our lives? I pray that as we leave this evening, we start the work week tomorrow, that we'll be more desirous to have wisdom, that we'll be separating ourselves from the world's wisdom, that we'll be seeking the wisdom of God, and that we'll be immersing ourselves in it. When we find a truth in God's word, make it part of our lives. Make ourselves more wise and be more wise in the time that remains, so that we can do more for God, that we can teach more people about God's word, so that we can have an answer when people ask us, and we'll be more wise in the time that remains. Do we have a desire? Have we separated ourselves? Are we seeking? And are we intermeddling with wisdom so that we can be more wise for God?